Right now, it's time for this week's Adopt-A-Pet. Every week, we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. Adopt-A-Pet is made possible by Andy Burton State Farm and Eno River Dental, two great businesses up in Hillsboro side by side, and they're excited to help our local organizations with the needs of homeless pets. State Farm agent Andy Burton loves all things local, local restaurants, local people, local businesses, and local animal rescue organizations, too. Visit myagentknows.com to learn more about Annie and her team. They're all experts in auto, home, life, and pet insurance. This morning, we are joined by Katie Poitras from Cattails Cat Cafe on West Franklin Street, right downtown Chapel Hill. CattailsCatCafe.com is the website, and she has brought a big, giant biscuit. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So tell us about this cat.
Isn't he the biggest baby you've ever seen?
Really is.
So Biscuit is an amazing house panther. He's all black except for the most adorable little tiny white patch on his chest. But he is 14 months old, and I would never have believed it if I didn't know his birthday, because he was actually born in foster. But yeah, he's a big boy and a huge teddy bear, such a love. He's a really special cat. We've had some little kids, like 18-month-old kids, come into the cat cafe, and Biscuit is obsessed with them. He's so gentle, and he'll follow them around and flop over for belly pets.
He loves belly rubs.
He does. It's not a trap like it can be with some other cats. It's legit with Biscuit. But he's such a special, gentle cat. I've told people he could almost be a therapy cat, where he could go into nursing homes or hospitals, because he's just so sweet and gentle and fearless and just the nicest cat you could ask for.
Yeah. So how often do babies come into the cat cafe, and how special is it for a cat to just like gravitate to babies like that?
So it's pretty unusual. A lot of the cats, you know, babies come in and they get excited and they make crazy noises just out of excitement. And so some cats go and head for underneath the couch. And then a few are intrigued and stay out. And that's actually a really great indicator of the cats that will be happy in a home with little ones.
Right.
You can bring little kids to the cat cafe. We just ask that you book the whole room for your party, just so that you have the whole place to yourself, which is very affordable, very doable. And a lot of people have been doing that and being able to take their whole family.
That's awesome. And meet the whole family as well, because Biscuit's got siblings too.
He does, yes. Biscuit also comes with a gravy and an okra, and they look exactly like him.
Nice.
So they love each other. They would love to be adopted together, but they're not bonded necessarily. You know, we take that very seriously. They all just really get along wonderfully with all the other cats. They were raised in foster, and the foster did a tremendous job, because they're all just the nicest cats. And they have distinct personalities, which is always fun. But yeah, you can't go wrong with any of them.
What's Biscuit's personality?
Gravy, his brother, or
Biscuit's personality, yeah.
So he's just easygoing. He likes to be involved. He's actually still very playful, and he's really not a baby anymore. He just, he's more of like what we call a teenager.
Yeah.
But he still has that baby energy sometimes, where he likes to play with toys. He loves the spring toys and will chase those around. So he's pretty agile for such a big dude.
I've got a black cat who also loves the spring toys.
Yes.
She is much, much smaller than Biscuit is, so she can still pounce at him a lot more. So how big is Biscuit, like, size-wise?
Gosh, I don't even know. He's big. He's an armful.
Do you expect him to get bigger, or is this about the size?
I can't imagine he'll get much bigger. You know, sometimes they'll fill out a little bit more, which is hard to imagine. He's already pretty filled out, but he might get a little bit bigger, but I would imagine this is about as big as he'll get.
He's a chonker, I think.
He's a chonk, yes.
Yeah. Speaking with Katie Poitras, CattailsCatCafe.com is the website. Go there and find out more and learn more about Biscuit, number one, and all the other cats that they've got there at the cafe. And we'll have photos of Biscuit up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the Bark Report section of our town square, up on social media, and a whole lot more. So a lot of different ways that you can learn more about Biscuit and maybe adopt adopt him. If you're thinking about adopting a cat, Biscuit would be amazing. Again, if you've got young kids in the house, this would be a perfect cat for that as well. And you're partnering with the new organization, right?
We are. We're really excited. We are now partnering with Beautiful Together Animal Sanctuary. And they're a relatively new rescue, and they're based in Chapel Hill, which is really exciting. So, and they're all foster-based as of now. They've got a tremendous foster network. Everybody's been so helpful, so supportive. The main source of cats is that they are pulling cats from high-risk situations all over the state. These are cats that somebody has owned before and had to surrender or were brought in because they were dumped or whatever the case may be, but they are really getting the cats that are highly adoptable but are in harm's way at some of these county shelters. Not Orange County, because they're a great local shelter, but just some of these rural underfunded shelters all across the state that are having a tough time because there's, you know, always
right,
too many.
Right. Yeah.
Never enough.
Beautiful Together Animal Sanctuary. They've got to be new because I've not heard of them
until they've been operating as a rescue for about 15 months.
Okay.
And they're actually in the process of building a sanctuary in Chapel Hill.
That's awesome.
Yes. I mean, they have so many neat things going on. I could talk for hours about it, but I can't strongly recommend enough for people to go check out their website or their social media and learn about them. I mean, they've got some really neat programs in the works, and doing great things for our community, for sure.
Speaking with Katie Poitras, Cattails Cat Cafe is right downtown Franklin Street on West Franklin. What's going on there that folks just need to know about?
Well, Franklin Street's under construction, so heads up
just
on
a little
that.
Bit, yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. We stay pretty fully booked.
Mm-hmm.
Our Saturdays book up about 3 weeks out. Our weekdays are usually about a week out. So we do strongly encourage reservations ahead of time. We hate turning away people, but yeah, so make a reservation, or come in for some ice cream since it's super duper hot this
week. There you
go.
Yeah.
And also just a little reminder to please bring your pets inside this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be gnarly out there.
For sure. What else should folks know about Biscuit?
So he's the nicest cat. He's super easygoing. He would do great with dogs, other cats. If they could all be like this, it would be great. But yeah, you couldn't ask for a nicer cat. And he's very social. He likes to be involved, but he's not demanding. And he's a perfect little dude.
Hey, if you are thinking about adopting a cat, if you're in the market for one already, this would be a perfect cat for a lot of different folks. It could be you. Head to cattailscatcafe.com. Get more information about Biscuit, all the other great cats they've got there. You can schedule an appointment to come on by and check out that great space. Again, Beautiful Together Animal Sanctuary, their new partner, so check them out as well. And find out more information about Biscuit on our website, chapelboro.com. Go to the Bark Report in the town square section. We'll have photos of them up on social media as well. Katie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
And thanks again to Annie Burton State Farm and Eno River Dental for making Adopt-A-Pet possible. Both women-owned Hillsboro businesses run by pet lovers who are thrilled to help animals find loving forever homes. Dr. Lau and Dr. Lotta from Eno River Dental are huge animal lovers that got more than 10 pets between them, so they really want you to adopt today's furry friend. Learn more about their practice and book an appointment online at enoriverdental.com.